Last episode was a bit of a show as to why I texted you guys before we started recording. Because I don't think we talked about it the last few episodes before we came to this Cinderclaw mine. But I texted you guys, and I said...
Oh man, direct quote.
And I quote.
Quote. I am not saying this to scare you, nor am I saying this lightly. Have a backup character in mind. Tomorrow has a large likelihood to get very dicey.
And I appreciated the pun, by the way.
I was trying not to be a pun. I was trying to be very serious.
and as was demonstrated last session with two magical crits against Adalar, yeah. Things got very dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not in a great place.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
Party's very split right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
The party is split. Right now, we have... Benson and Adalar are fighting, at first, just six Boggart Swamp Seers.
Yeah, only six, yeah. Only
and then, six. Afterwards, six Charakah warriors came flooding out of it.
Yeah.
The just swarm of creatures that you guys are have descending upon you.
No, we're good. It's I got like, them.
We've all seen 300, right?
Yeah.
Remember, just like the, it was the 300 Spartans, and then just a wave of these Persians just coming down at these guys.
I would say I'm Leonidas, but that does not bode well.
He did have an epic finish.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we're going for.
Jake going to TPK.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is...
I'm saying that.
Don't take it lightly. This is super serious, guys.
Yeah, it's
super serial, guys, okay? But I first, before we jump into this, want to have a little flashback.
Oh, snap.
We see the setting is it's midday. We're in a shaded and seedy alleyway in Morab. Just out of the sight from the bustling marketplace. You hear the chatter and shouts of patrons and vendors. They can be heard from the crowded lunch hour. We see Kezra standing opposite a man that has typical Assyrian garb. You know, the robe, and he's got like a headdress and things like that. Except it is all black with some like red trim, and he has like a golden sacrificial dagger on his side. He is played by Jafar from Aladdin.
Jafar.
Okay.
The great lady must think very highly of you. I personally don't know what she sees.
Blood is thicker than your honeyed words. I wouldn't expect you to understand. Just give me the map already.
We'll see how far that arrogance gets you, Kezra. You haven't done anything to earn her favor.
The cultist pulls out a map from his bag, and he hands over the rolled up piece of paper. As Kezra grabs it, the man pulls him in, gets right in his face, and says, "There is more. The artifact is cursed to thwart intruders. Some apparent defenses you'll need to deal with once inside. But I have a clue for you." And he begins speaking in Draconic. And you see the subtitles come up and say, "The key to the curse is trust." And he goes back to common and gets even closer. "You'll have to figure out the rest. You do know someone who trusts you, right?" Kezra rips the map from him and walks out. Camera goes up and comes down. We see a small tent in the marketplace. There's a almost familiar-looking half-orc woman that seems to be working this tent. She's selling different alchemist reagents and potions and tonics. And you see Kezra behind, inside. And it looks like he's having sort of a heated discussion with this other man.
"I can't do this job alone. It is too important to trust to a sellsword."
Man retorts back,
"I don't like when you deal with the Usij. They'll always want more than what you ask for. You know those cultists can't be trusted. They answer to no one but themselves.
I don't need to trust them to take their money. You don't turn away a paying customer just because he smells like horse shit.
Gezra raises an eyebrow and his friend Ray huffs, but reluctantly grins.
Fine, I'll help you, but only because you're a broke bastard who needs the coin. Also, you owe me a drink.
It's a deal, my friend. Let's go.
They pack up their things and head out. Camera follows them out and the sun glares. And then it comes down, and we see a sand dune out in the middle of nowhere. Two camels crest over it, and we see Kezra and Ray, his friend. He pulls up a map and surveys the land around, and he points to the east at some runes far off in the sand. The man approaches what looks like a long-abandoned, tattered campsite, some partially excavated pillars, and some dug-up stairs the desert seeks to reclaim. The two men tie up their camels, light torches, and descend the stairs and enter a long, winding corridor beneath the sands above.
The key to the curse is trust. This is why the Yusif hired you, because there isn't a trustworthy one among them. Then again, how trustworthy is the word of a backstabbing cultist?
Not very. Either it's all bullshit, or the trap he warned me about has already been sprung, probably by one of his friends, maybe.
The two round a corner enter a large room with walls covered in hieroglyphics, and beyond lies a gilded archway into another room.
Above the archway, it says in Draconic, "Here lies Tokaron, the great Worm King." From what I know, I don't think he was a dragon, but he wished he was. He revered the great blue dragons that roamed the desert and seeked to rule like them.
Wait, how did the blue dragons rule?
Quite cunning, really. With clever tactics, unrelenting control, often coercing others to do their bidding in their webs of conspiracy. It's quite admirable, really.
Ray rolls his eyes. Charming.
Power doesn't need to charm those it rules over.
There's a reverence to Gezra's voice that cools the air between them. A chill brushes across the back of Ray's neck, but in the depths of the underground temple, there is no breeze. Gezra seems to sense his friend's uneasiness.
Power or not, we all become dust. And someone always makes off with the shit we leave behind.
Claps Ray on the shoulder.
Today we are those lucky bastards. Come, friend. Help me search these glyphs for clues about the trap that lies in the next room. You're going to earn that ale.
The tension seems to die down between them. And every inch of these walls is covered in glyphs. And Ray just sort of takes a scan and just goes,
I believe this will take a while.
The two spend hours scanning these walls. The glyphs of the walls tell of Tokaran's lifelong obsession with blue dragons, even referencing a gray dragon he served in exchange for his rise to power.
These glyphs seem to tell the story of Tokaran, but they won't help us with what's waiting in the room. Is there anything useful you found in Draconic?
Kezra is laying a blade against the palm of his hand. Red blood begins to seep from the wound.
Yes, in fact, I have. But you do need to trust me here. Hold still.
Kezra walks over to Ray and smears blood across his forehead. Then he paints a line of blood on his own forehead, down the bridge of his nose and over his lip and chin.
There's a reason that I was sent here. Only the blood of a dragon will allow us past the centuries inside.
Kezra and Ray pass through the archway into a small ceremonial room. The torchlight glints off the gilded walls of gold. Engraved into the floor is a network of decorative rivets, leading like a river canal to the ornate sarcophagus in the back of the room. In front of the sarcophagus is a small altar and a jeweled egg. The stone sentries flank the inside of the archway. The humanoid figures have the heads of dragons. Their snouts affixed in a stone snarl. The sharp blades of their rapiers glitter with gold.
Now you are marked as my servant, so the sentries will expect you to retrieve the egg.
Ray reluctantly just looks around and says, "This is too important a task for a sellsword, eh?"
"I didn't make the rules, and looking at the size of those blades, I'd rather not break them."
Looking at the sentries.
For a moment, there is only silence and stillness between them. Ray looks to his friend once more, who nods in encouragement. Before approaching the altar with cautious steps, he reaches out and grasps the egg with both hands. As the weight of the egg leaves the altar, Ray hears shifting rock behind him. He turns around to see the statues now animated. Their heads turn toward the altar, the eyes glowing and crackle with blue sparks. There is a deafening clang as the rancers crash against each other, blocking the way out. Ray's limbs stiffen in the middle of gathering the egg up, as if scared one of the sentries will lash out against him.
"Ray, bring the egg to me."
The sentries...
"They will not harm you."
The certainty in Kezra's voice moves Ray's feet. Back the few steps to Kezra, whose hand is outstretched waiting for the egg. Ray places the egg in Kezra's hands and it disappears into the bag at his friend's waist. The sentries are still... Their weapons continue to block the way.
They haven't moved. What are they waiting for?
They expect something in return. Payment for this precious gift.
What did you bring? What form of payment do you have?
This time it was Kezra's voice that was hollow. His blue scales crept up his arms and dragon claws grew from his fingers.
"Trust is the key."
There's a whistle of wind through slashing claws and a gurgle of blood. Kezra wipes the claw on his tunic as payment fills the rivets on the floor. Metal screeches as the sentries raise their weapons back. Kezra strides out of the golden room, leaving behind a tomb washed in red. He emerges in the cool desert night, placed his satchel on the ground, and sits in the sand gazing at the stars. Moments pass when a regal woman emerges behind him and lifts the bag out of the sand.
"It is a fine night, Kezra. You have done well."
A cool breeze brushes across Kezra's weary face.
"Bitter is the cost, but power is a sweet reward."
She looks at him and says, "And that is the true lesson to be had. I knew what I saw in you the moment I found you. I believe you can truly be great. Maybe one day, as great as my dear Tokoran."
"Thank you, great lady."
"Go home now, Kezra. I'll go give this back to the great Worm King. You'll be hearing from me very soon."
The sands blow up and obscure our vision once more, and we're brought back to the Cinderclaw mine.
So this is your friend, Adelar.
By the way, the second that whole thing started, I was like, Ray's not making out of this. I just knew.
Ray is just an intern.
Good shit.
I like when you were describing the statues, like the head of a dragon and the body of a man. And like, I have a terrible mind. I'm like, and a scaly penis of a dragon.
Dear God, Tim.
Cut that.
I know, that's in, buddy. That's in forever.
That's in. I'm just thinking, this is...
Tim, stop thinking about hot dragon cock.
And like, I'm just thinking, like, Adler's like, doesn't know any of this. Along with Camp
So,
Camp
we're
Master
all
Dan.
About to fucking die.
I know. I'm just coping, guys. I'm just trying to stall as long as I can before Adelar meets
his demise. No, Tim, me and you, we're going to be fine. I got you.
See,
okay.
Benson's very hopeful, and he's very confident in his abilities.
And what is Adelar feeling?
Adelar has his abacus out, and he's like, oh, the statistics don't look good.
I kick it out of his hand. Shut up!
But, sir, I calculate we have a 1 in 3,087,000 chance of survival.
Listen, I might use my next action to hurt these people, or I might punch you in the face. So, what is it going to be?
Benson's like, never tell me the odds.
Exactly.
Never tell me the odds.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, I ended last episode on... There was the bit happening up top with Hazel, the small blue kobold.
Yeah.
And she called over the Sabasan in order to try to find this stupid fucking orc.
He's like... Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
And then what happened was we went down to the southern side. And the boggers begin to move, but first the Chavarka warriors come spilling out of the hut that you guys were trying to get into.
We should have just burned it.
We weren't trying to get into it.
Yeah.
So they should just stay in there.
Ooh. They'll stay
right,
in there.
Let me wreck on this whole thing.
They're like, oh, okay, we're just, we only come
out. Oh, God, this is scary.
One, two... Three, four.
It's okay, they're in the way of each other.
Yes.
Six. Oh, seven, sorry. There were seven.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. You miscounted the men.
I know.
Miscounted the men.
Well, you should give Adelar back his HP. And,
no HP happened because
Holy
of that.
Holy
Because of that miscounting, though. Mm.
You know, when I got... five guys in my sound burst, I'm like, that's pretty good. If I would have just waited, I could have gotten like 10.
And Jake been like,
it's okay,
roll. Oh,
gosh.
Tim, keep me up.
Oh, you know how we do. You know how we
jump
do.
On Benson's back and just heal. I'm a backpack.
So the three boggards that are directly in front are all going to do their destructive croak.
Adelar isn't immune.
No, that
he's,
was...
He's being a terrifying croak.
Yeah. That was the terrifying croak
oh.
he was immune to. The destructive croak, however...
Oh, I thought he...
They all get on all fours and in unison just go... And they let out this destructive croak. In a 15-foot emanation, anyone who's not a boggard, including the Charter.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Need to make me a basic fortitude save.
Oh.
The rumble in your bones.
Mm-hmm. We have hero points.
Yes. If there's any time to use it.
Oh, God. What is that? Was that a 20?
All right.
No,
so,
but it's an 18.
Oh,
so this is the first one.
I succeeded.
Okay.
This is a tweener.
Uh-huh.
25.
Mm-hmm. You both succeed.
Yes.
So
okay.
You'll be taking half.
Okay.
So take, wow, 3 damage. That is already halved.
Woo!
Wow.
Nope. And then make me a second one.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wait. Oh, that was fine. Never mind.
To use or not to use?
I got a 26.
I got an 18.
That is a fail for Adelar.
That's fine.
Pass for Benson.
Did you want to use your hero point?
No.
Okay. All right, so Benson, you save. Adelar, you fail. How? It is 7 total damage. So,
okay.
Benson would take half of that.
Ooh. Okay.
Alright. And the last one. Another fortitude save.
Ooh, for a hot second, it was on a natural 1.
Oh.
And then it just barely tipped over, so a 24.
24. Benson?
Fortitude 27.
Yes. Damn, Benson.
yeah!
You guys succeed on the last one.
He's a tanky boy.
10 total damage, so 5.
Oh, okay.
Alright, alright.
I did tell you, this destructive croak is 4d6 damage.
What?
What?
That's the Jake rolling, I remember.
Yeah, that's how I roll usually. Yeah.
Yay! That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I rolled the first one and it was total 6. I was like, how?
What about all
your... Oh, 2, 1, 1, 2. All right, yeah, that makes sense.
What about all your Char Recall buddies?
The Char Recall. So,
they get out and they're like, what the...
Yeah, they like rushed out and then, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, they spent actions to get out of the barracks, right?
Yeah.
So they run out just to get croaked at.
Yeah, just to
accident.
Get croaked at, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
They're like, oh.
So the only ones that are going to be affected are the 4 right there. Okay.
Oh, you said 15 foot, right?
Yeah, it's a 15 foot, so... Okay, so it would... Everybody but the guy in the back. Okay.
And he's like, hey, guys!
He like comes out and sees all of them just go,
what'd I miss?
Let's see.
So you're not the rolls.
Fail, natural 20.
Oh.
Fail.
Good.
Okay.
We'll take any damage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it doesn't affect the...
And I know you're talking shit, Tim, but there was a good amount of damage you did.
I'm just thinking, so it doesn't affect their own, so, like, the sick ones that are writhing on the ground aren't, like... Because they're sick, they are not dead.
They are sick, so if they're boggards, then they're fine. If they were the Char Recall, they are getting affected.
So, were they in Char Recall writhing?
Some of them were.
Okay, that's good. They're probably dead.
Like I said, I'm sort of just counting those guys out of the fight. Let's just say any AoEs that happen, those guys just die.
Good. Okay, I can live with that.
Yep.
Alright.
So.
We haven't even gotten Kezra yet.
No, we have not. Alright, so they cut the Trevorka. They had to spend most of their actions in order to like get out there. So that is where they end. I also need to figure out what the hell the other 3 boggards are going to do. So it was the ones that croaked. This one is now visible, by the way. Fenton, there's a boggard right in front of you.
Okay. He's like, whoa.
And the other 3 in the back are going to... God, what the... They have so much shit. They are going to do a classic acid splash. Let's see.
It's fine.
Oh, are those heightened?
It's cantrip.
Less fine.
It is not heightened because they get heightened at 3rd.
Thank God.
Yep, and they can only cast at second level. So anyway, alrighty. So, 3 attacks coming. One attack is coming out on you, Adalar.
Alrighty.
Let's see. Natural 20.
My God.
Oh my God. What kind of attack is this?
It's a spell attack.
It was acid splash.
Oh. Wait. I can retributive strike this.
Right.
You can do it to block the damage.
Gosh, yeah. But the okay. Whatever terrible thing is going to happen to
yeah,
you,
not.
Get teleported again.
Kelly's face.
I mean, all the spell criticals are horrible.
I mean, you're right.
And this one is actually among a 52 card deck. This is probably the most applicable one I could have pulled.
Okay, all right.
Corrosive.
Oh.
There we are. If this is an acid bomb or spell, the target takes triple damage.
No.
And 1d6 persistent acid damage.
Prestidigitation.
So it is an acid splash that does triple damage and 1d6 persistent. Corrosive.
Okay, I hate to be this person, one of the last spells you cast against me with a nat 20, didn't that have persistent damage?
Tim, you're going to hate this.
Yes, but it was...
Persistent damage.
The acid one.
Right.
New persistent damage overrides old persistent damage,
if it's
better.
Okay, well, I should have taken a 1d8 on my turn, then.
What? 1d6, but yeah.
No, the first turn wasn't a 1d8 acid
Tim,
arrow.
You're going to hate this.
Oh.
The stipulation on the spell, any other bomb or spell deals only double damage. If it's not acid, it only deals double damage. It's because
I mean,
it's an acid spell or bomb,
I mean,
it's triple damage.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
Okay.
Stacking the deck here, buddy.
Human decency is the only thing keeping me from flying over the table and punching Kelly in the face.
So let's resolve that. I want to be true to the game.
Okay.
Let's resolve that persistent damage from last turn.
All right.
Because I should have taken some.
Oh.
Retributive strike.
Well, it was a ranged thing, so...
He still gets the DR, right? Because it's an attack, right?
Yeah.
DR. Okay. Yeah. Do I get a strike to the closest minion?
No, because you have to use Retributive Strike on the thing that attacked him.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
So, 3 on the Persistent.
3 on the Persistent. That's from before, right?
Yes.
Last round.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 on the Persistent.
Yep.
And then there's new Persistent now.
2.
I know, that's all. That'll tick on my turn?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just keep that in mind that it's 2 on my turn. Okay.
All right, so Acid Splash.
Trip Acid damage.
Triple Acid.
I'm going down.
There's no way he's up. You splash a glob of acid that splatters your target and nearby creatures. Make a spell attack. If you hit, deal 1d6 acid plus 1 splash acid damage.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
All right.
So it's 1d... What is it? Is it heightened for them, though?
Is it heightened? It is not, only because it's heightened to 3rd, so okay. It doesn't...
Well...
Yeah, they can't cast... They can't cast 3rd level spells.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right. So, 3d6...
Well, it's just 1d6, you triple it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Could roll 1.
I soak up 5 of it.
Triple that, you take 9.
Okay. Okay.
Minus 5? Because of Retributive
Strike.
So that's 4 damage.
All right.
It's dicey, but I'm all right.
Okay.
So for those
and
of you...
for Acid Splash, on a critical success, the target also takes 1 persistent acid damage.
But I have a 1d6 already, right?
Right. Oh, so
the 1d6 that precedes it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So on my turn, I'm going to take a 1d6, and then I'm going to get a 15, a flat 15.
Check. Yep.
Okay. Just for listeners who don't know why I'm so sad right now, I said Retributive Strike, and then I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, man.
But you're not in range!
I know.
Yeah.
Range.
All right.
Super sad.
The other two Bulgar Swamp Seers are going to do theirs at Benson.
Thank you.
And I can't raise my shield.
Oh.
Nope.
Because you spent your reaction on me.
Yep.
There, you can take it. You're deaf.
Yeah, I'm good.
28 total.
Hits.
Yeah.
And a d6. 1 acid damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Sizzle.
Yeah.
This is why we live. Because Jake can't roll shit for damage.
I know.
Roll.
The only reason.
Yeah, I know.
Not 20s for hits, but can't roll damage.
Yeah, can't do very well otherwise. And then a 16 for the other SS.
Nice.
Alrighty. Okay, where the hell are we? Kezra, your turn.
Kezra's turn.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Kelly's been plotting this turn for a long time.
I know, like, we took a break, now we're back to recording, and it's like...
He's been planning this for a whole month!
No.
let's grab my token. And Kezra appears right...
Holy shit.
What?
Here!
Dude, he was bulking it.
So he went shit. Really,
so you
far
see him...
south.
You see him, like, warble into your sight as he fades from invisibility, crackling lightning at his fingertips.
Ooh.
As he releases a 120-foot line of lightning on all 6 of these creatures.
Ooh. Nice.
Oh, I'll need reflexes from all of them.
So
you're a beautiful bastard, Kelly.
let me explain to everybody at home. So the Boggers were sort of bunched up, and when the Charaka warriors came out of the hut, they are now in between the mats that the sick ones were on, and then there's 10 feet, and then the wall of the hut. So there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are 10 creatures in this line.
There's only six.
What?
Six.
There's only
in
six
the line,
creatures in the line.
It's right. It's a straight line.
It's a 10-foot line.
This.
No, it's a 10-foot line?
It's a 120-foot line.
Yeah,
no,
wait, 5 feet width.
Oh, yeah. It'll only hit 5 foot width.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. If it was a 10-foot line, holy crap.
It's
going
to hit 5 Chavarka and 1 Boggart Seer.
Yep.
Gotcha.
You can see it on the map.
Okay, pretty sick.
Fucking fry these pricks, Kelly.
All right.
Roll me some reflexes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. How many Chavarka? 1, 2, 3.
The power
4,
of the dragon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm down with that power.
Totally cool.
13.
Fail.
Fail.
Uh-huh. 17.
Fail.
16.
Fail.
That's good.
25.
Succeed.
19.
Fail.
2, 3, 4, 5. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so that was a charge cut.
Okay.
All right, so only one succeeded.
Yep.
And then the boggard.
Bog Zony.
Not great. Reflex 19.
Fail.
Oh, nice.
So all the fails will take 30 damage.
Nice.
And the 15 will go to the success.
You're a fucking beast!
Woo! I love lightning bolt.
gosh. See, the... God, what did the Barger get? Barger got a 19 for a fail?
Yeah, you failed.
Yeah.
Kezzer, every single one of these died.
Oh, what? My God!
No!
Oh, holy shit!
Oh, my God.
I love Lightning Bolt. 120 feet
fucking
range.
Fucking God!
Kezzer is like... He's like 80 feet away from these things.
Yeah.
Or like he's like 60 feet away from the first one.
So what happened was that Benson saw all of these guys come out and he just readies. He sees Adler just take a massive hit.
Yeah.
And he's just surveying the area and all of a sudden just from the other side of the hut just storms down this alleyway.
What an absolute beast!
Gosh.
I was gonna go ahead.
God, I love that spell.
Can I make? Nope, I can't. I can't mark off more than one.
Why?
The playing field has been leveled.
I know.
You've got numbers. I've got a Kezra.
We have a Kezra.
Oh my God, that felt good.
I don't think I've ever seen six creatures go out at once.
Great. It feels great.
Wait.
So, like, counting all that up, what was that? Like, 3, 6, 9, 12...
30 times 5 plus 15.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That might be the most damaging spell I've ever seen.
65 damage in one hit?
Yeah.
Even if the Charuka didn't take some damage from the croaks, you would have killed him.
Wow.
Sick. Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Insane. All right, you doing anything else with your turn there, Kezzer?
another lightning bolt.
He turns back. He turns heel and he looks back at Hazel, and he goes, "Come, you're next."
What a fucking bad motherfucker!
Benson, it is your turn to also be a bad motherfucker.
how do I figure out how much I can lay on hands for? Because it like goes up with each level.
So what, I mean, I'm fine.
What's the first?
Adelar's fine.
You think you're fine?
So Adelar's fine.
It's always it's six.
So it's 12 and then 18 because you can cast third level spells.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a guaranteed 18 damage.
But you look fine.
I mean, you could. So what happens is like, Benson looks like he's about to like prepare a spell, and Adelar just locks eyes with him, and he just shakes his head no, and he just nods towards the enemy between them.
And Benson, after this lightning bolt goes off, and Benson was like, "I might die here today," and then
just
and he looks over and he sees Kezra,
yes,
and he just starts,
and he just throws himself
into this entire wave of what is left, because Kezra's got his own problems. Benson can deal with this one right in front of me. Twenty.
That will hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
It was not the best roll. 2 7s on D8.
Hey.
For 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. Very, very nice.
Still up though.
Didn't I hit this one already?
No.
Oh, that was the invisible one.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'll roll again.
Yeah, there's also the one behind you that just critted Adelar with the acid splash.
Yeah,
remember this guy down here?
Wait, what?
There's
remember
a
how,
guy in the
remember
trees.
How Adelar switched places?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that guy back there. Just
okay.
In the woods. He doesn't know why he's there, but
he's like, huh?
I just said that's so Earl. Yeah, it's a hit.
Okay.
More than 20. So
okay.
Another strike. 3? 6? 11 points of damage.
All right.
And one more. Oh, that's a 3 on the die. That's unfortunate.
Yep. Alrighty.
But he's still up.
He is
still up. He's not looking great, though, I'll tell you that.
God, for some reason, I thought the charcoal would have been stronger.
No, boggards are significant. They're medium, so they're bigger.
Yeah.
And boggards are tougher.
That's right.
Charcoal are just... they're already quickened because they shriek.
Yeah.
And they got a lot. They got a lot of attacks off. So, all right, Elkwood, your turn.
I don't know what to do.
Hold on. Elkwood is up.
Back up there.
Yeah, Elkwood is up near the hut that that Kezra encountered Hazel at.
But Kezra came south after his encounter with Hazel.
Yeah.
So Elk is going to... Oh, I didn't mean to do the arrow. Back to the movement. First action, he's going to move. Second action, he's going to hunt prey on Hazel.
Oh, yeah.
And third action, he's going to fire a shot.
The killer at work.
Oh, yeah.
Get her.
Come on. 20 to hit.
She is flat-footed.
Miss.
Still miss. Would a 22 hit?
No.
No?
Okay.
Got a hero point.
Yeah, you used a hero point.
You think you really should have hit this?
Yeah. He's like, it's like for a moment he just kind of thinks back again as like, it was like another orc was like feeling it was like, no. Sit. Stand. Fire. And, like, just kind of, like, remembering this motion, so...
I love that.
13 on the die that time. So that would be a 27... No, wait, it's a plus 15, so that's a 28 to hit.
Flat-footed. That will hit.
Yes!
Yes!
Nice!
So...
Good use of a hero point.
Yeah, that's gonna be 2d6. That's a normal 5 plus 8. So that's going to be 6 plus 7, that's 13. And also, he also, as he shot it, said the words entangle. As he one of his commanding a vine arrow to. So she's going to have to roll a...
Hey, what is that?
Oh my god, if you slow her down, she would not be able to reach Kezra.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to think of, but it is a... I'm trying to think of what the hell it is.
Is it your class DC?
No, it's a basic one.
Okay.
So it is a... It just says, when activated, hits target, the arrow shaft splits and grows, wrapping a target in vines. It takes a negative 10... Oh, so it doesn't say it's a save. At all.
Oh,
wait, no. Until because it says leafy stalks protrude when activated. Uh-huh. It hits target. The shaft splits and grows, wrapping the target in vines. It takes a negative 10, negative 10 foot circumstance penalty to a speed for 2d4 rounds.
Okay.
Or until it escapes against a DC of 19.
Which is an action.
Okay.
Which.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't say to roll anything right now.
Oh. Okay.
Sick.
All right. Wow. Cool.
And on a crit, that's when it immobilizes.
Got it.
That's huge.
So
that's
he just suddenly
huge.
He suddenly appears. Like she gets smacked with this arrow, dealing 13 points of damage.
Oh.
And 2d4 rounds until she escapes. 6 rounds.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
So she is negative 10.
Okay.
Speed.
Well, she wasn't that fast in the first place, so this will
good.
This will be interesting.
She's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Hopefully, she's not very strong.
Yeah, it says DC 10, so I don't know. DC 19, so I'm guessing.
DC 19 reflex.
Regardless, it's a whole action
that
he consumes. So yeah. That's big, because she, at full speed, might have been enraged to throw shit at Kezra.
Yeah. Yep.
But now, probably not.
Okay, then. Next up is the top of round 3 with Adalar.
Snap. Back to me already.
Get him!
Okay.
You're literally there facing an army, and you see just this lightning bolt from around the corner. Strike them all down, and your bodies fall from around the corner.
Alright, so the one in front of me, that's the one that Benson has hit pretty hard, right?
I laid him out.
Mm-hmm. Laid him out, okay.
Punch him.
Slap him with your scales of Avatar.
Gosh.
It's like an any action movie
like,
when he takes a briefcase.
To heal or deal.
How are you feeling?
I'm a cleric. play it safe. Two actions, he's gonna heal himself. You know?
Good.
Stick with your wheelhouse.
Kayla?
Yep, take a step away.
So Kelly has a little peek into my character.
Oh, poof.
So,
hey, me too.
So you can see that Adelar, he's taken massive hits, right? He is like not doing great at all, and all of a sudden, like there's like you see this like ring of light in Adelar's eyes, and we zoom into Adelar's like his vision, and you just hear. You hear the words. Your blood runs strong within. Her blood runs strong within you too. And those words just emanate, and you see the ring of light around, like it's circling his eye, begins to envelop his head, as an angelic halo begins to emanate from him in a 15-foot emanation, and he goes, and. Touches himself for some healing.
He touches himself. Yes.
Per the text of the spell.
The spell said I had to do it.
I had to touch myself.
Adela, why are you jerking off?
Ruin a beautiful moment.
You're the one doing it, bastards.
As, oh gosh, oh man, no, okay, so 44 plus 6 is...
What?
What? Holy shit.
No, that is absurd.
As, I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah, that's, my math is correct. He heals himself for 50 points of healing.
Oh, nice.
God.
This angelic halo boosts
this?
His healing as he suddenly feels the strength of his ancestor flow through him. You see a burst of light. And Adelar, he was looking like his body was being dissolved by acid. Like, and suddenly he looks good as new, fully like whole, except there is now a shining ring of light above his head. And he looks at the boggart that threw the acid arrow, and he stares him in the eye and says, "You will regret that."
Holy shit!
That's a lot of healing.
Adelar looks like a brand new, shiny, minted Chalaxian coin.
Doesn't get any shinier than that.
Well, is that the end of your turn?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, it is Hazel's turn. Hazel turns around and sees the archer that shot her with this entangling arrow.
And he flips her off.
Wait a minute. Wait, there's something in the pit.
Something in the pit?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Sabasan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. She summoned the Sabasan.
Yeah, he's flying.
And it landed in the pit?
It's flying.
It's flying.
Over the quarry.
Okay.
She called it because she couldn't find Kezra.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, damn it!
Where is he? Yeah, so the Sabasan is flying over the quarry.
Yeah.
All right. Hazel sees Elkwood as he shot her, and then she pulls up a crossbow and tries to shoot you.
This
bitch. We got an old-fashioned shoot-off.
I know.
Archer foot.
was it loaded?
Yeah, it's loaded.
Okay.
Hey, that bullshit with crossbows. Yes, they're loaded.
Well, gotta crank it.
We had that 5e fight with the wizards, and the joke was constantly like running around school going, "Wizard fight! Yeah. Wizard fight!"
29 to hit you there.
Oh, man.
That hits. Not great, though.
All right. You take 5 points of piercing damage.
Yeah, I figured.
And I need you to make a fortitude save.
Yep, that's there the thing.
Come on, nail it.
You got this. So 5 points of?
5 points of piercing.
Done. And fort save.
Uh-huh. Oh,
man. You got this.
12 on a die, so that's a 25.
That is a fail.
Wow.
Man, this kobold can do everything.
Yeah,
that's right.
You
are going to take 5d6 poison damage.
Oh, what kind of poison is that?
I want to know
good
this poison.
Good God.
Yep.
Is that purple worm poison?
That is worse than like black adder poison or something.
That's purple haze, bro.
Yikers.
So, how much?
17 points of poison damage.
That's a good roll.
Not the worst, though. I'm still good.
Yep.
Ooh. I mean, spicy.
She's still immobilized, so immobilized.
I'm sorry. I was supposed to take 2 damage, and then I need to roll a.
Oh yeah, the flat.
You were supposed to take 1d6 damage.
Wait.
Yeah, he rolled it, and he got a 2. Yep. So now I need to make a flat check. I'm sorry. I fail it, so that means next turn, my turn, we'll roll again.
Okay,
still burning.
Still burning.
Elkwood, at the beginning of your turn, you will have to make another fortitude save, by the way.
Of course.
Sounds fun.
And then she is going to use her next action to command the Savasan to go after Kezra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my god, this is awesome. One-on-one with the Savasan. This is what I want.
It's why I dream at night. I dream of this.
Yeah. Two rounds from now, you're going to be dead.
I don't know.
It swings around and charges at you from the air, colliding at you.
Hurry, choke it out.
As it has an ability called Powerful Charge.
Of course it does.
Makes sense.
All right. Claw attack. 18 to hit.
Miss.
Wow, okay.
Nice.
Holy crap, your AC. Woo!
Let's see, that was Hazel and the Savasan that she commanded.
So glad I had to go, had to travel a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was her turn. It is now the Charbercaw and Bogger Swampseer's turn.
Oh, wow.
Let's go, Benson.
Come on.
Time to shine.
Come on.
Time to shine, bro.
As they watch.
It's a new round. I got my shield. Let's go.
As they watch, 6 of their people just die. Yes. And they're like,
what the hell?
The Boggards move up, and they do their deafening croaks again.
Deafening, though?
Destructive croak.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So that affects me.
Yep. So I need you guys to make a basic fortitude save. Yep, just do one at a time, because they're all doing it.
Does that one Charcoal get hit, too?
He will, yeah.
That poor Charcoal. He's like, guys, we're on the same side.
Okay, I got a 15, a 17, and a 3.
Let's just do one at a time.
Oh,
so
sorry,
15 was a fail.
22.
22 is a success.
Forgive me. Yep. 15 on the die, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so those sound like successes then.
Well, all but the last one.
Okay, so for the first one, it was 7 total. So if you succeeded, take half.
Okay.
Fail.
Next fortitude, you got a fail.
Yes.
And Benson,
I got a fail on the last one.
No. What about the second?
Yeah, wait.
Second one, I was fine.
Second one, you're fine. Okay.
Okay. So half.
Got it. 14 total.
Oh. Man, that destructive croak.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
4d6 sonic damage.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. And then the last one.
Okay. Come on. Ugh. it might be a crit fail, I'm not sure. Wow. 13.
Not a crit fail, just regular fail.
Oh.
14 total damage.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That is brutal.
Good thing you healed yourself.
I know, if I hadn't healed myself, I would have been dead.
There are four there, so make another one.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Jake's having fun.
Gosh.
That's
a lot better.
Yeah, I'm better.
23.
17 like that.
Okay. And 15 total.
Is that a crit success for Ben?
Yeah, what's your total?
17 on the die?
17.
It's a basic 4-2 save. Oh, but if he crits, then he didn't take it. Okay.
30. Yeah, 30.
30, that is a critical success.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
I take half. You said 15, so
gotta remember 7. That stuff.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll take half.
Man. How's Benson looking?
I'm still looking fine. Right. How are you looking?
I mean, it might be another turn of me.
He's
healing.
Looking like he's glad he healed last round.
Yes, that is exactly how I'm looking.
Exactly.
All right, just let me tell you. Hold on. I'm at 67.
I've got 92 health.
Yeah, he's a beast.
The bard in the back is going to take a few steps forward, and then he's going to try to use his tongue attack on Adalar.
All the boggers.
Wait,
to the
what?
Back.
Gross.
Hmm? All the boggers to the back.
All the boggers to the back.
Put your tongue in the air. Put your tongue in the air.
So Jake, I noticed that one charcoal just got killed.
Yes, he did.
He just got bodied by his team.
All right, he goes up and misses with his tongue attack.
Okay.
However, there's some shit happening down here in the southeast, and these Charaka over here that were cooking all the food seem to take notice.
Oh. Yep.
And they begin making their way over.
Yeah,
they're like, guys, why are you killing
each other? We're taking care of this whole camp in one combat.
Yep, yep, yep.
Hey, yeah. Playing no games.
How about you unlock the fucking dinosaur now?
Bring the dinosaur.
We'll do that too.
Dinosaur, spiders, 25 kobolds, we'll kill them all.
I'm just thankful the spiders haven't come down now, for fuck's sake.
One chapter, two sessions.
Bone demon appears in the giant circle, who cares?
So the Charaka butchers begin to shriek in order to get the quickened condition.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's their speed again?
They're fast.
Right up on you.
Come on,
let's see, they usually have a speed of 25 feet.
Tim, do I need healing?
No, man. I got heals for days.
Okay.
For days.
Swing away, Vincent.
Swing away. 25. 50, 75.
Stop it.
One of them runs right up to Kezra.
Oh, no.
Hey!
What?
Not cool.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah,
that's not fair. Not allowed
Excuse
to go to Kezra.
Me?
2v1, fight me 1-on-1.
And the other two go down. Let's see. 70, 75, 85. Okay. The other two come down here to get directly behind the boggers.
Wow.
So they're not there yet, but they had to use their shrieking frenzy just to make it all the way there. Whew. Yeah, mind you, with the shrieking frenzy, it gave them a total of 4 actions in which they used to move 100 feet.
Oh.
They're fast.
God damn.
Alrighty. That was... God, was that all of my turns? Is that all that's happening? Is there anything else that I need to be fucking doing right
now? Did Benson go yet?
No, I'm checking out my stuff.
I don't care about your stuff. Jake's got a lot going on right now.
Dude's in a full flop sweat over there.
Oh, God. Kezra, your turn.
Okay. What has Kezra got up to sleep? I never know.
Never know with Kezra.
It's always going to be something weird.
So is it 5-foot step and another lightning? Like, who knows?
So Kezra...
Please.
...was really eager to go against the Sobasan one-on-one and just duke it out. Like, full on Yu Yu Hakusho, in between the knives, duke it the fuck out. But then this stupid Chawaka runs up behind him and he's doing the math. He's like, oh, I'm not doing this. Kezra moves... to here.
So you move to the east.
You move away from the Charaka Butcher?
I move away from the Charaka Butcher.
It takes its trident.
What?
And stabs out at you as you try to move away as it has the attack of opportunity.
Fine with that.
25.
That's a hit.
14 points of damage.
Gladly accepted as it barely gets through my temporary hit points.
Oh my gosh.
And Kezra disappears.
All right.
This is why I love playing Spellcaster. There's nothing funner than shit.
Love it.
So Kezra takes a little stab in the butt and then disappears. Benson, your turn.
I'm just going to wade through all these motherfuckers in front of me. So, guy in front of me. Specifically, I guess I should say, this one, as he has annoyingly not died yet.
Annoyingly not died.
That's a hit. 26. No, 28.
28, that is a critical hit.
There you go. There you go.
Smack the shit out of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so 25 points of damage.
It had 8 left.
Okay.
So as you stick your sword into its gullet as it was trying to croak, all of a sudden the air just comes out, and it just...
And Benton just, he begins climbing over bodies to get to this.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, to get to this guy, and he's just going.
All right.
It's minus 5 for the second strike?
Yep.
Okay.
So
26.
You're taking... So for Pathfinder 2E, you can take a guarded step. Is that a thing?
It's mm-hmm. just a step.
Just a step. Okay, yep. Okay.
For what, a free action?
No.
It's a one action. But it wouldn't matter here just because...
So it wouldn't be any attack for opportunity because he's doing a step instead of a move action, right?
A step does not provoke any reaction.
Okay, okay. Just checking.
But so the Charakot don't have reach anyway, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, Benson is, like, here, underneath.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he's where this guy is, and I just lost control.
Oh, okay, hold on, I will...
He's hiding under the body of a Charakot. Of a bugger.
Oh,
there he is!
Oh, God. All right, move you over, and back. All right, got it. Okay.
So 26 on the next guy.
Okay.
And I can't take another attack. That was an 8.
Yes.
16 points of damage.
16 points of damage. And that's the guy directly in the middle?
Yep.
All right, good. Okay. After Benson, Elk.
Okay. Elk, he is going to take... After... Oh, roll for save.
Yep.
I remember. Shit, where's my d20? Right?
Yeah, I was just seeing if the, I was trying to see if you do it at the beginning or end of your turn.
For what?
For poison.
You do it at the beginning.
Beginning, okay. Got it. Right, yep, so make the fortitude save?
Oh, no, he takes damage at the beginning, and then at the end of his turn, he rolls the fortitude save.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so what do I do?
All right, hold on. Well, I need to do an additional 5d6 damage because you're still at stage 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
5d6,
20 points of damage.
Alright.
Damn.
Right, and then I will allow you to re-roll the fortitude save at the end of your turn if you would like.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, so he's going to take 2 actions to do an application process to an arrow. And he is going to take a third action to fire an arrow at this thing. At
Hazel?
Hazel.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah.
16 on the die.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 31 to hit.
That will hit.
Not a crit. Damn. 7 points of damage. I need you to roll a... what the hell is it called? A thing. You need to roll a thing.
I'll roll
fort.
40.
Fort save.
42 save on her. Let's see. 28.
Yeah, it passes.
Okay.
Never mind.
There.
So that is it. And does my one thing appear?
It does.
Good.
As the Sabusan charged after Kezra, all of a sudden you see it. You see a vulture come from the tree line and charge after the Sabusan.
Sick!
cool. Awesome.
They're fighting in the middle of the air.
Oh my god!
What a fucking
beautiful
boy.
So, I'll pull a token out.
I was about to say, where the hell is it?
What?
There we go. It's, there we go. It looks like the shadow of a bird.
Yeah, right? So.
So you wanted it to make some attacks?
Well, not the, I guess, brilliant, but it's like a hunt prey. It would, I'm not saying, like, controlling it just because of this whole weirdness with getting a new animal companion. But I guess it, since I hunt prey on Hazel instead, it doesn't get the bonus against what's-his-face.
That makes sense, I think.
It would if this thing was attuned to you. Yes.
That's true. So, All right, so just roll to attack,
yep.
I guess.
So just roll to attack, and we'll see what happens with the double stun.
So, good. Get my stat block up for this boy.
Yeah, mind you guys, a medium-sized vulture.
Yeah.
Big boy. Comes yes. down from the sky and encounter and goes face-to-face with the Sabazon.
That's so cool.
So that'd be a 32? Not 30, sorry. A 20 to hit.
A 20 to hit, that is a miss.
Damn, okay.
Alright.
But it's there.
So but it is there. I'm going to give you control of it.
Cool.
Where? Why? Oakland, there we go. Okay. Alright, that was the end of that. Top of round four. Can you believe it's only been four fucking rounds?
No, I don't.
This combat's been crazy.
I need to roll a...
We're so spread out. Roll so many enemies.
19 on the die, so it's a 32.
Yeah.
32? Okay, so you... you were at stage one, so now it goes away because you made the fortitude save.
Nice,
cool.
Nice.
Okay. So, I will take that.
Come on,
that's like yay! A great 19,
fucking A.
I needed that.
Yeah.
All right. Top of the round, Adelar, your turn.
So, Adelar, there's like danger behind. There's danger in front of.
You have Iomide's shield.
I know. So, Adelar is actually going to reach out his hand. He's gonna reach out his hand, and he's gonna call out, "Benson, don't make me regret this."
Come on.
46 points of healing for Tio.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck!
So much health.
And then with his last action, he's gonna do a. So it's two action heal spell on Benson. And with his last action, he's gonna heal himself. With
yeah,
one action.
Heal yourself.
Yeah.
What a.
Oh,
fucking yeah. God. Come on, we got this.
Wow.
25 10. Points of healing with a one action.
We got this. We got this.
Oh my gosh. And wow. That is Adelar's turn.
Okay.
Man.
I don't even have to cast Zeal. I'm just going to kill all these.
Oh, wait. Persistent damage. Yep. Roll that persistent damage for me.
Okay. Five.
Five. And then I'll see if I recover from it. DC 15 flat. And I don't make it, so I keep the persistent damage. All right. That is Adelar's turn.
Okay. It is... to Hazel now.
Okay. Oh, back up to the top.
Right. Okay.
What does Hazel want to do?
She
want to
try to move with a negative 10.
Right,
move with a negative
right.
10.
She want to try to break the vines.
I mean, Kez was disappear.
Again.
I know.
She's probably so pissed off at Kezra right now.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Sneaky, sneaky.
She is going to... 5, 10, 15. So she moves up to the edge of her little hut in order to try to get cover there from Elkwood.
She was that with a negative 10 move?
Yes, yes. Okay. That was with a negative 10. And then she is going to try and take another shot at you with her crossbow.
Can she hit me? I don't know. Is that a straight line leading to me? What is that?
No, I mean, she could come down and then.
Oh, there.
If you're questioning it.
Yeah, I am questioning.
She takes a shot first and then moves, basically.
Do what?
She takes a shot first and then moves.
Yeah. Okay. She was just trying to get cover here.
Yeah.
All right. First attack. 24.
Mm-hmm. Is it my AC exactly?
Yeah, I'm sitting next to
you. Damn it.
It is. It's my AC exactly.
All right. Okay, crossbow 6.
It's just a red crossbow. Mm-hmm.
That's load, move, shoot, though.
Yeah, she got a load first.
Do 4 points of damage.
Yeah, it's never the 4 that bothers me.
Yeah.
And then make a fortitude save.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Come on.
24.
24 against it. That is a fail.
Fail. Damn. And he rolled 25 damn. Last time.
That's poison.
Yep. 23 points of poison damage.
I am not doing good right now.
Good lord, that poison.
I want to know what this poison is.
Yeah, it looks like this hurts, but I want it.
Before I die, I need to know, what did you kill me with?
Oh, God. You're probably hurting.
Yeah.
I initially thought I was fighting my way to Kezra, and now I'm fighting my way to Elkwood.
I know. And we don't even know. We can't even see him.
No, we don't.
We don't even know what's happening.
Well, I didn't even expect. Well, I didn't expect, you know, a 5d6 poison like that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking this up, and I was like, oh, poison bolts, okay. That's. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
That's a sinister, man.
Okay. The Charaka butchers. It is their turn. So the one...
I haven't even had to raise my shield yet.
actually, because Hazel just went, I'll do the Sabasan. Sabasan sees... fighting up in the air with the vulture.
Nice.
Is going to make some attacks here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my poor vulture, and I might just die immediately.
Yeah, that's how I think. I was like, this is cool, but not smart.
Jaw attack first. 26 total.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, man.
14 points of piercing.
All right. You can handle that.
It
plus
does.
One persistent bleed.
Yep.
As it bites into the vulture, you literally just see drops of blood just splatter to the ground.
Yeah.
Next attack is a claw. Ooh. 26.
Fuck. That hits.
Oh, man.
11 points of slashing damage, and it is grabbed.
Okay. Still can use its beak.
It's going to use its last action to drain blood. The requirement is the Sabasan has a creature grabbed. The Sabasan drains blood from the creature. It needs to make a fortitude save or become drained one.
Well, fort is his best skill. That's good.
I imagine vultures have a pretty good...
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not the one trying reaching for that one. Oh, since Benson rolled it, that's a 26 fort.
26, you're fine.
Cool.
Does not get drained. Alright, so that was the Sabasan's turn. Now the butcher's turns. The butcher... was relying on his target staying there, but he disappeared. But then he was going to rely on the Sabasan to find the target, but now he's dealing with a vulture. So he is in an interesting situation. He is going to try to seek, because that's all that he can do. So it's just a perception check, is that right? Great! He has sent. Sent out the 30 feet.
Oh, shit.
Kezra is within 25. So, with scent, he just needs to make... He still needs to make a perception check to try to find you.
No, because with a seek, you have to do a perception check. I feel like with imprecise scent, I'm automatically hidden.
Okay. But he would still know where you are?
I do think so. He saw me go invisible. He's got scent, so I think he automatically can move to me and make a... attack with a DC 11.
DC 11, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so he sees you disappear and he's like, starts sniffing around, and you see him doing this, and then he zooms in on you, and then he comes running at you. First attack.
DC 11 first.
Yep. 10. Missed.
Yes!
Nice.
Alright. Now, the two butchers that are down by Benson are going to do their attacks.
Beautiful.
Come on.
Let's see. Where is... First, as they got here, all of a sudden, they reach their head back and scream in a rage.
Okay.
They're angry.
first trident attack on you.
Okay.
29 to hit.
It'll hit.
16 points of slashing damage.
I raise my shield.
Okay.
You said 16?
Yep.
Okay.
Also, because it is raging, they have an ability called Mauler. When the Charcoal Butcher is raging, its melee strikes deal 1d4 persistent bleed damage.
Okay.
You take 3 persistent bleed damage.
So next turn, I take 3.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was rage, then attack. And then, because it dealt bleed damage to you, it's going to get something called Blood Fury.
Okay.
The Charaka licks the blood from its weapon, becoming furious. So it, like... And it's you see its pupils, like, dilate, and it becomes, like, engrossed in just the fury behind it. It is now the other Charaka Butcher's turn.
Okay.
It also rages, then a trident attack. 33 to hit.
Hits.
20 points of damage.
Okay.
Because it is raging, you take 4 persistent bleed damage.
Okay.
And then...
You know, my AC is good. And
just it's not...
Fucking trampled.
It's not better than a natural 20, though.
What?
Yep. Last attack was a natural 20.
Oh,
God. How many natural 20s have been rolled?
Wait, what was the total, though?
The total was 40.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Like last attack.
Yeah.
Jeez.
22.
Wait. What? It was a natural 20, right?
Oh, it was a natural 20. Yep.
What's the... What type of damage?
It is a it's funny enough, it says trident, but it says slashing, so slashing.
Alright.
Okay.
Oh man. Bad parry. The target must succeed a reflex save or drop one weapon it's holding.
Oh.
Determined randomly by the GM.
Well, a shield to weapon, right?
You can either drop a shield or you could drop a sword.
Well, I just got a natural 19, so I think I'm okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What's your reflex?
All right, so yeah. So,
it's not good, but 19 is probably good.
Yeah.
It is.
27.
So wait, that would be against what the...
Probably the class DC of the creature.
Class DC of the creature.
10 plus its primary ability mod plus 2.
Goodness gracious.
Are they dex or strength based?
They are strength based.
So
10 plus. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're good.
Okay. Believe it or not, I'm okay.
You're okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I mean, you should be. I healed you for, like, what, 40 points of healing?
You did that when I had less than 19 points of damage per second.
It is now the Boggart's turns.
Oh, gosh. Forgot that they're there. Okay. Just have them croak and start attacking their own people.
They know better than to damage the Charwarko Butchers, however. let's see. I don't even have, like...
What, Acid Splash?
I mean, yeah, they do have Acid Splash. Actually, yeah, because the Charaka Butchers have come in, these guys are going to take some steps back and cast Acid Splash at you.
They're like, we don't mess with them.
Uh-oh. The big guys came in. All right, 3 Acid Splashes at Benson and 1 at Adelar.
Give them to me.
Let's see. 30.
Yep.
So the first acid. Not that one. Any acid splash, not acid arrow. Alright, so the first one. Okay, it's just the 1d6. 5 points of acid damage.
Okay.
Go in 1 splash. So
it's like 5 foot, so I'm more than
you
five
are
feet
out,
away.
But these two are down by one each. Okay. All right, next one. Another acid splash.
On me.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, the first three here are going after you. 29.
Hits.
Five points of acid.
Okay.
And the last one. 20 total.
Miss.
Okay. All right, and then the last boggart all the way on the other side is going to do an acid splash there on Adelar. 20 total.
That is a miss.
That is a miss.
Oh, whew. Wow. Sweet relief.
Seeing that that's not working, he's gonna, just going to take a 5 foot step up. We'll see what he does next turn.
No, he's like, no, all right.
Seems like I just got to whack him. That was all of my turns. Kezer, your turn.
Oh, dear God, what do I do?
This vulture is in the just perfectly wrong spot for me.
I can't control it. Like,
literally perfectly wrong spot. I've looked at every angle of attack for a line.
I know what you're trying to do.
I can't get it without hitting the vulture.
Try the fucking vulture.
Kezra seems to think this vulture's on their side.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's intuitive.
Or he can run and tackle Hazel.
Catch, bitch.
He has no idea the trouble that you and that Benson and Adelar are in. Because he's on the other side of his house. Gee willikers. You know, this might be super stupid, but I'm gonna be appalled. Kezra appears right next to the what's it called again?
The Sabusan.
The Sabusan.
Yep. So it was 5 feet and above diagonally, and then the vulture went next to it. So they're sort of next to you 5 feet up.
But I can hit it because it's 5 feet
away.
Yeah,
exactly.
So he, against its flat-footed AC, with a glowing claw, attacks against its flat-footed AC.
Okay.
Come on. Roll on my computer. It doesn't count. All right, natural 6, which fails, but a true strike.
Oh.
Natural 17. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. Very nice.
So that will be a 30 to hit.
That's flat footed.
That hits again.
Flat footed AC.
Okay.
Does grapple do anything to him? Because he's currently grappling.
Oh, he is currently. Well
I don't think it's just flat footed. Yeah.
Okay. I wonder. Yeah. I'm just trying to get all bonuses you can.
I appreciate it.
I want that crit.
So he'll do 12 damage.
You go up and slice him for 12 points of damage. You know what? Because he was flat-footed, that is actually a crit. So
with a Cinderclaw gauntlet.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So he also. So that'll be. What did I say? 11 damage or 12 damage?
12. 12.
So it'll be 24 damage, and now he must roll a fortitude save.
Bail it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
That thing.
As smoke emerges from the Cinderclaw gauntlet.
Yeah, I think that it says acrid smoke or something like that.
Yeah, gauntlet. So acrid smoke.
It like sizzles in your nose.
What a savage.
22.
He barely. So he is not sickened, but I'll take 24 damage.
Yeah. Okay. That was Kezra. Benson, your turn.
Well, I'm just going to continue playing the game of hack and slash.
Are you going against the butchers now?
Yes. Okay. Wait, did they move?
The boggers backed up because the Charaka butchers went in.
Yeah, they're okay.
So now,
screw this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they realized that the heavy melee combatants got in, so they can now.
So I guess I'm swinging against these guys?
Unless you want to step up to the.
No, I'm not stepping anywhere.
All right. up to you.
29,
that will hit.
Okay.
Sixteen points of damage against the guy right above you.
Yep.
All right.
19.
19 against him. That is a miss.
Okay. Last one. Miss.
Miss. Okay. After Benson, it comes to Elkwood. All
right.
Okay. I was trying to read, Kelly. Oh, I went to ask. The poison. Uh-huh. Because I'm reading the affliction rules.
Uh-huh. Are we doing it wrong like we do everything else?
Oh, well, I'm just checking.
We don't do anything wrong.
I make these rules.
Where is that one text that I was writing?
You better read it quick.
Here it says, some afflictions have onset times.
Uh-huh.
If it's not listed, it does not have an onset time.
It is not listed.
Okay, not listed with no onset time. That means you gain the effects for the first stage immediately upon failing the initial saving throw, which makes sense. That's what we've been doing, okay? But then it's not clear. What's the duration? It says an affliction lasts only a limited amount of time.
This is maximum 6 rounds.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So he has to save or just keep going for 6
rounds. Yeah, because it says if otherwise the affliction lasts until you succeed enough saves to recover.
So he saved from the initial one, but then he got replaced.
Yep. Yeah, so we got but what I want to know is, and this is a part that it's not entirely clear on, and maybe we're doing this wrong, is does he get a fortitude save at the beginning of his round? Because I know persistent damage is at the end, but it's poison at the beginning? Because if he's immediately getting the effects of the poison, then... I'm sorry you took me out to take an extra damage that you need to have, but like, would he then do the fortitude save first?
He did get the fortitude saver. He got hit with the arrow. He took the arrow damage.
Yeah,
a fortitude save. He failed. He took poison damage.
Yeah, but what about his next turn? Does he get another fortitude save at the top of his round or at the end? Because that's the difference between him taking damage twice in a row or getting a save on his turn first.
I think it comes down to, does it count as persistent damage?
Yeah.
It counts as an affliction.
Okay, so it's different.
It's different.
Gotcha.
And I'm not seeing anything that's entirely clear.
Let's go to poison.
It says, the first attempt to stave off the affliction is called the initial save. An affliction usually requires a fortitude save with the exact blah, 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 blah. On a success, you are unaffected. And then you don't need to attempt. If you fail the initial saving throw after the affliction's onset period, it doesn't have it, you advance to stage 1.
Mm. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But it doesn't say, do you take the save at the top of your turn or the end?
It says, at the end of the stage's interval, you must attempt a new saving throw. On a success, you reduce the stage by 1. On a critical success, you reduce the stage by 2.
Okay, so
you are subject to the effects new stage based on what you save.
Right. Okay. So the intervals are 1 round.
Oh, okay. So that means that would imply he gets a save at the top.
Okay,
right?
Got it.
Yes.
Okay, right. So I'm sorry, you might have taken more damage than you should have.
Okay.
So
do I roll...
So yeah.
4-2 save now?
No, because he saved initially.
But you failed your last round, right? When he got struck just then?
I got
right,
struck.
So he hit. So now it's when it gets to his turn again, he'll roll again.
Yes.
And if he saves, he's fine.
Yes.
If he doesn't, he moves to stage 2 and is screwed.
Yes.
And on the next round, if he saves, he goes to stage 1, takes stage 1's damage.
Yes.
Yep.
So if I fail this one now, I take 5d6 immediately.
If you fail this, you go to stage 2.
Stage 2.
Yeah, and you take stage 2's failure.
Yes. God.
All right. I guess...
You got this.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
you got this.
I don't have...
All right.
You're gonna nat 20 this.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, do you remember... when he failed stage 1, and then we're like, oh, you take the damage again. He didn't get the save at the top of his turn. He took it at the end, but then he succeeded. So he might have taken more damage than he should have, is what I'm saying.
I don't remember him taking damage twice from the first set of poison.
No, because I...
Oh, he didn't?
No, he took
I got
attack.
Hit.
Okay.
Immediately.
Okay.
Failed the save.
So, we're fine. We're
okay.
Good.
Okay.
We're
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Sure. He's only taking poison damage twice.
Okay.
Wonderful. That'd be a total of 16.
Oh, shoot.
yeah. What happens if you critically fail?
You go two stages down.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Three.
Yeah, you're at stage three. I'll tell you, it's the maximum stage.
Oh, wonderful.
However, it's 8d6 poison damage.
Holy god.
So 8d6 immediately right now.
Yep.
And you already used your hero point.
Yep.
34 points of poison damage.
Well, he is down.
Oh my lord. I might be charging through.
Elkwood has dropped as poison courses through his body like he's never felt before, and will see you guys next time.
Wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Done.